All right, we're back. That was Axel Thesleff and his song called Cry. Man, that was powerful, powerful lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Very spot on for our program today on healing time. And we welcome Shkwait Shachlech. For people that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of 2 years ago, and also the big flood of 2 years ago. So he's a very strong survivalist and inspiration to myself and many other people all over the world. And just a special time to have him here with us on the program together today live.
Welcome.
Welcome, Shkwait. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing as good as can be today.
Great.
Enjoying life.
Well, you sure picked a special song for us. That was pretty deep and pretty moving.
Yeah. You know, I just pick these out before I even know what the topic's going to be.
Yeah, they always seem to just fit right on with the programs and just pretty inspirational for sure. So we'd like to get some feedback on you on your healing time, because we know you had to come through quite a bit of it, and what's your thoughts on that?
Healing time, you know, they have that saying out there, kind of a fallacy, you know, time heals all. Time can heal all, you know, not a definite heals all, because, you know, some injuries and diseases are, you know, can't be healed. You know, and some heartbreak and sorrow can't be consoled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, some people, you know, pass away from
grief.
Heartbreak and grief, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, we can't go around parroting that. Time heals all. Time can heal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, when I seen the subject for today, and cry really does fit in with the topic, because a good cry does help
mm-hmm.
alleviate emotion and physical.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can't go overboard on it because, you know, we should try not to, because then that can lead to depression, and then, you know, it's not healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's damaging.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, they say there's silent crying and all that, because, you know, I don't know if I've actually physically cried.
It's a difficult thing.
Yeah, you know, since all this has happened to me. But, you know, I do believe that, you know, they say there's a spiritual crying. And they say even that is like a physical cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all sorts of chemicals are released when you physically cry that help alleviate. So I do believe that, you know, they say that even a silent cry, you know, inside yourself kind of triggers the same chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe I silent cry in my sleep or something, because, you know, I'm slowly healing.
Mm-hmm.
Not as quick as I want to, but, you know, I'm getting there.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
I was going to say that that really is something that does happen. Like I do know I was crying in my sleep, and this was just before counselor went to the other side, and I remember from all the stories of Counselor Fari, she said. Because she was a counselor, and she, you know, counseled many, many depressed people that were suffering. And that was one of the sins that she told me and spoke to me is many of them have damaged their eyes from crying too much. Just from being sad too much all the time. It can damage your eyes. And I did notice that one day my eyes were like really in pain and hurting, and I realized, you know, because of the traumatic time of going through that time with the last days of Counselor Fari, it was tough and it was rough and it was hard, and so I told her, you know, I was crying last night. I know I was crying because my eyes are just like in super pain, like I've never felt before. And it was kind of the description of Counselor Fari when she spoke of others that went through the same thing. And so I realized, okay, that's me now. That's what I'm going through. And I just accepted it. I was wanting and wishing to be able to cry like you were saying, like since all of what you've gone through, you haven't been able to, and it's the same thing with me. Like I know I'm stuck and blocked in that way right now. I know that eventually maybe it will be able to be released, and then I'll get that complete healing that I need. And I'm sure many other people out there can gain that special healing through crying also, because, you know, we're all human beings. And yeah. We all have tears and sorrow and traumas that we go through. And that's one of the things that helps us through all of that is our ability to cry. So, yeah, so important. I really appreciate and thank you for joining us and bringing us this special knowledge that you always have and give us. It's just incredible, and just a privilege and honor to have you on with us live on the program. And lots of love to you.
I thank you guys for having me on, you and the listeners. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts and prayers and love. I send it all back to you guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we're already looking forward to the next song you pick. And lots of blessings to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Squaish Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and up in the Nicola Valley, and he's always a special guest that we get to bring on our show from time almost all the time. And we're gonna carry on with our show and program, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be talking with Lady Feynman next, but first we're going to play her a song from Nick Frey, and it's called Circle Round the Sun.
Cool.
So we're going to have a listen to that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a birthday.
It's
Thank
a pretty
you.
Good one, so
Thank
here
you.
Goes.
Sitting on the porch swing, peaches and ice cream. Both my feet were dangling in the August breeze. So anxious to become a man. And now I work so hard to feel that young again. Is it a the summer really over? Oh, where has the days gone? The days are growing shorter and the nights are growing colder as we circle round the sun once again. Geese are flying low, headed south again. We hear their conversation passing overhead. Some nagging inclination pulls them from their home. Perhaps it's the same compass guiding me along. The summer really over? Oh, where has the days gone? The days are growing shorter and the nights are growing colder as we circle around the sun once again.
Nice. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was Nick Frey, Circle Round the Sun. And it does feel like October.
Another couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It gets here fast for sure. And summer's already over. And it was a great one. Although not all over the world.
Right.
But for in our area here, it was was pretty spectacular compared to the years before. So we had some really good weather and conditions.
Today is beautiful. Holy.
Yeah, yeah, it's incredible. It's sunny, but it's not too hot and not too cold.
And I'm the like last night, the evenings, that's that perfect kind of fresh, cool temperature,
for sure.
Right?
It was, yes.
Yeah. So we are going to continue with our show, and we're going to get to our next guest, which is Lady Fahima.
Live in person.
Yeah, and she's here, and we really thank you for all the treats that you brought us, and the tea, and the refreshments, and just your hospitality is so awesome. It's just always a blessing when you make it up here and bring us all your...
It's my pleasure to be among you, you know, in the diversity that I always believed in my heart, and I practice it all my life. Beside Counselor Ferry, and this is the our own goal to practice it in such a privilege. And thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, no problem. just a great blessing all of us here. So
thank you,
and we're gonna get on with our show, and we'd like to hear from you on your healing time.
Absolutely. When we are talking about the healing time, right away we are thinking of hospital, doctors with the white uniform, bed, medication, and so on. Healing basically is a discovery of yourself. Find out what is your talent standing. I am sure each individual has power in some area, and they are more significant. The only thing they have to focus on their own talent, to recognize it, to nourish it, polish it, and then shine at any door that you're standing, basically. I give you another example, like Celine Dion. Celine Dion, she reached to the highest success, international pop musician and singer. She has all the wealth that you name it, she has it. She reached it, she gained it, even though she was coming from the hardship of the life that her, when she was growing up, in her childhood with 12 brother and sister, very limited of accommodation, food, and the facility she was having it, basically. But look at today where she is standing, because she recognized her talent. She knew who she wanted to become. And that transformation of her life pushed her and reached her to the very high standard. However, in any area, wherever we are, sad or happy, they're side by side, is a part of the humanity. Don't stay too long on the trauma which it has been happened to you. Cry one time, and after that cry and tears, stand up. And stand up really tall and strong. You know why? Because you just made it. And thank you for being on the on this Mother Earth. And thank you for being one of the members of the society with the positive thinking, positive action, which it means it can be very small, but every drops, it counts. Look at the ocean. Is the drop of the rain, it make an ocean. However, each one of you are the ocean. this is my translation, and that I can diverse with my surrounding, and I engage my soul with the diversity, and this is the, it became like a bread and water for me at the table every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm just very privileged anywhere at workplace and outside of the my workplace, my association, my communication is very, very diverse, and I'm very, very privileged because it would allow me to grow. It would allow me to be happy. It would be also give me a strong validation that who I am, mm, and how they, I want to keep growing and climbing up this this life, which is like a mountain. I just keep climbing up. I'm not giving up. When I'm not giving up, you shouldn't give up. Carry on and stay happy. We have to be grateful with one another, and let's walk together side by side with the passion and love and gentleness. And the last, I have to announce it. Dr. Payam Akhavan, please check it out on the YouTube. And he has many sessions. The international lawyer of United Nations for the Human Rights and Justice.
Could you spell the name of the YouTube video?
Absolutely. Dr. Payam, P-A-Y-A-M. Payam Akhavan, A-K-H-A-V-A-N.
Thank you. I'm glad you spelled that.
Lovely. Good catch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And he is extremely generous. Even the word of the generous is not enough for what he has left for the humanity. Mm. It wasn't his Oxford, you know, his really solid highest education that he carry. One thing it bring me, you know, it bring that connection with him because he is extremely humble. He changed, even though he reached the highest of the education, highest of the success, income, whatever you name it, just look at the other side. How far he tried to reach the world. To me, he seems like a James Bond. He's on the air, he's on the ocean, he's under the sea, he's everywhere for the very, very giant project. Mm-hmm. And it's a one of the part of my healing is just when I associate with the very unique individual, with of course with each one of you, you are very special, and also he is special in different spots. However, would allow me to grow, would allow me to become a stronger person. And I am sure he had the hardship, many difficult time in his life. But look, behind all that difficult time, we grow. Hmm. We become, there is a maturity that humanity has to face it that way. And however, it's such a privilege to have him on November 9th. He was kindly and generously accepted to be at the studio, and we are devoting the full hour of the session of the program to his interview. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing, and it's always a great honor and a privilege to have you come in and share your your knowledge on the subjects that we have.
Thank you.
And and we also thank everybody out there that's listening from all over the world, from Australia, Germany, England, India.
All the back to school or university people.
Yes, Russia, yes. Ukraine, China.
All over the
Japan,
world.
Yeah, everybody that's listening and that are getting into positive energy and changing this world, making humanity grow.
Yes.
We thank you all for joining us and making it happen.
Thank you.
And I would also like to shout out to Jeff Scott from Tri-City Community TV.
Yes.
He's doing really good programming on there, too,
awesome.
Trying to share a lot of good information and just a lot of blessings out there for him and his organization. And also to Vivian, our former volunteer here out in Germany.
Cool,
get a little bit of information, and she's doing okay. So
wonderful.
At least we know that much. So
yes.
We'd love to hear more from her next time or some other time whenever she's got the time to do that. So we're going to close off for the rest of our program, and we're going to let you guys go, and we're going to play some Justin Johnson, Ain't No Sunshine. So let's have a listen
cool.
to that. And
have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, thank you
all
for
joining us. Keep the deep breaths going.
Yeah. That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you all for joining us. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, on Free Voices.
Free choices.
Free choices.